The Burt Show.
The change in attitude came very, very quickly. It was a legitimate F no, and then it was a, oh, maybe. You want to explain what just happened here in studio? Because it's all going to tie into your trivia night.
Yeah, so the youth group has been partaking in trivia every Thursday evening. And by youth group, I mean myself, my girlfriend, Mikey, his girlfriend, and Rebecca comes in fifth wheels with us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we invite everyone. It's an open invite to everyone. And Abby's the only one that kind of has given an inkling of maybe being interested, but comes up with a convenient excuse every week to not come.
You have to wash my hair or something tonight.
is it the kind of thing where they don't like have to be on mic every break and you have to, you're like, okay, if I'm going to go, that means I'm going to be out till 10:30 or 11. Is it that kind of thing?
It's exactly that kind of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, the day is so long and I'm not going to get home until 10. Mm. And I don't know about the parking situation. And it's just a lot. And it's in Midtown. I don't like going to Midtown. Midtown's a lot.
Wow. This is the oldest young person I've ever heard in my life.
I'm literally wearing a cardigan. How much more granny can I get?
Well, I posed the question again, inviting Abby, you should come tonight to trivia, and she gave me a resounding F no. And, you know, I took it to heart, but I did tell her that one of my buddies is planning on coming, and it's a guy that I have kind of loosely been trying to set Abby up with. Uh-huh. And so maybe tonight's the night.
You felt a little bit more invested after
well,
that.
Well, my ears were perking up because I'm more desperate than ever. I'm pushing 30. Time is ticking. But here's the thing. We have said loosely tried to set up. You have tried and failed in this department with the same man already.
Okay. All right. Let's relax a little bit. He was in a relationship. And he also didn't live. He moved out of Atlanta for a little while, for a few years, and was in New York. And now he's back in town. He's back home. He's moved back. And he broke up with his girlfriend. So, you know, he's back on the market. So I figured, why not?
And he's definitely going to be there tonight.
He is definitely going to be there tonight.
And you know what he looks like.
I do know what he looks like. In fact, I know what he looks like so much that when he was single, back when you were trying to set me up, I liked him on Hinge and homeboy didn't like me back.
Ooh, I didn't know about that part.
I've literally told you that to your face.
I didn't know about that part.
It was so painful for him. He blocked it out.
He was like, oh, I can't. This girl's so out of my league. I don't even want to consider it. And then he dated someone twice as hot as me.
Hey, maybe you guys are in the same desperate place now.
All this to say is I don't know if you've convinced me to come to trivia tonight.
All I'm saying is I don't want you. It doesn't have to be as serious as like him taking you out on a date. I just want us all to hang out together. And you can get a vibe check from there. And then, we can go from there.
No pressure,
that's
man.
The best way to do it.
Yeah, he's already rejected me once. What's another time?
I don't see this going well.
Doesn't sound like it's going well at all. Yep. All right, so talk to us about this tainted win that you had on trivia.
So last week.
And you're gloating the other day. And now the truth comes out. You're a big fat cheater.
Yeah, no, we posted it on our socials and everything. We're so proud. So last week we went to trivia. But for some reason, the place that we usually go to, Smithfield Bar, wasn't doing trivia that night. And so we decided to pivot to another place in town that did it. And we love Smith's because our guy that MCs trivia is like the best. For some reason, he just has that trivia announcing voice that really makes a lot of sense. And it just has a different vibe than any other place does.
I feel like your voice could be that guy.
You think so?
Yes. Like this could be your side thing.
The host and trivia. Maybe I could. And
what is your all's group name, by the way?
We change it up every time. Last week, our name last week was Katy Perry in Space.
Gotcha.
And so as soon as we get there, it already feels off. It's not our normal place. And the woman who was, the host for the evening basically made an announcement that was like, make sure you tip your bartenders, tip your servers. And also, if you want to buy me a drink, like, feel free to. And I was feeling particularly generous. So I kind of yelled out, what's your drink of choice? And she said Fireball to my astonishment.
That's terrifying. Is anybody going to be understanding any of the questions by the end of trivia? Because she's going to be slurring her words so bad.
Does everybody have a Fireball terrible experience? Everybody,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Anybody over 20? Well, no. Anybody over 17?
I will say I still love it, honestly. I'll admit that. Yeah, I still like it. So I buy her a shot of Fireball, and we proceed with our evening. And we're doing pretty decent throughout the night. And it comes down to the last question where you can actually wager points. And the question was kind of a tough one, but we had it. We had at least two guesses for it. And the question was, despite its name, what rare earth element is most commonly mined in China. Okay. And we were like, all right, I think we've got a good shot at this. So we wagered the maximum amount of points that we possibly can. And we put our guess down. Cassie, you look interested. Do you have a guess for what this is?
What was the question again?
Despite its name, what rare earth element is most commonly mined in China?
Despite its name.
So
rareninium.
not in China.
Yeah. Kristen's team name, trivia team name is I'm an idiot.
It's called Went to the University of Kentucky.
So not that it matters, but we were between the two that had names to them, californium and germanium, and we guessed, what did we guess? Californium?
Californium.
And then we ended up getting it wrong. And then they're announcing the winners, and we wagered the maximum amount of points. So there was zero chance that we could have won. And we were in about third place at this point. And they have like a TV behind them that posts, that basically scrolls through all of the teams and like where you're placing. And, you know, it's like there's like 20 plus teams that are playing, and we're looking and we're looking and we're looking. And all of a sudden, we show up in first place by like a mile. She just gave us the win. And We didn't say anything, and we kind of just took it.
Wow. Were you guys the only one to get her a drink?
Yes.
Whatever you gotta do, bro.
I'm sorry, we can't get out of this segment until you tell us the answer.
Oh, the answer was germanium.
And we guessed
californium.
Everyone knows that.
I think you're going tonight, right?
Yep.
I think you got to get on the mic and you got to confess tonight in front of everybody.
But they're going to the different place. They're not going to the same place.
The next time you go back. Okay. You have to confess.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Do you win anything?
We won $40 in house cash.
Oh. Okay. That's kind of fair.
You stole money.
Yeah, you did.
You're terrible, and I would have done the same.
I would have done it too.
The Burt Show.